6:35. This is KW Magazine on FM 98.5 CKWR. Around the corner on the show, our movie reviewer, Rob Daniels, will be in studio. Up next, though, vacations can, of course, cost you a lot of money. But according to my next guest, that doesn't mean that you have to skimp on your trip. You can, in fact, have that dream vacation without the respective bill. Russell Hannon is the founder of Break the Travel Barrier. He teaches ultra-economic travel and is the author of an upcoming book titled Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. And Mr. Hannon joins us on the line. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me, John.
My pleasure to have you on the program. You must be a pretty popular guy at parties.
Everybody always loves to talk about travel, and that's good because I can never stop talking about traveling, so it always works out great.
Now, if you could put your finger on the most expensive components of travel, what would you say?
Well, you know what? I would say the most expensive mistake travelers make is ironically the first decision we make when planning our trip. It's when and where we decide to go. We want to go to the same places as everyone else at the same time, which is weekends, holidays, summer, etc. And people often come to me and they say, Russell, I'm going to Cancun next month on these exact dates. How can I save money? And I respond, sure, I can help, but there's so much we could do if you opened up your options. So quite often what I suggest is first off, there's no one destination anywhere that, from a vacation perspective, that's so amazing that no other one will do. So make a short list of all the places you want to visit. I'd say the top 10. Then prioritize the one that's least expensive to visit today and make that your next vacation. And that buys you time to find ways to visit more expensive destinations at a fraction of what it would cost you to go today.
So then is timing necessarily much more important than the destination itself?
Well, there's two variables. In terms of if you aren't flexible in timing, then you have to resort to other tactics. So essentially, you can make things easier to find the best price by being flexible and going at the right times. If you aren't flexible, if you're a family and you can only get vacation at very specific times, there are a lot of alternative things that you can do to travel inexpensively. For example, hotels are as expensive as they've ever been, but ironically, you've never had more alternative options to hotels. Even there's five types of free accommodations that are quite mainstream that people don't think of top of mind. You've got Travel Hospitality, which is the basic couch surfing, or travelhospitalityclub.com. There was a movie with Kate Winslet a few years back, The Holiday, which basically featured home swapping, where people swap homes without any financial exchange. And something I like, the vacationexchange.com, is something where basically you can stay in someone's home or you offer an empty place that you have and you get credits that you can later use for your vacation to stay somewhere else for free. So using those sorts of alternative options, you can travel for the local cost of living without having to pay the going rate of travel.
Now, I would suspect, Russell, that there are certain destinations that, regardless of the time that you travel to, they're just simply expensive. Large cities, I'm thinking of cities like Paris and other expensive tourist destinations. What tips can you pass along if folks really do want to travel to those locations that by nature are expensive?
Well, you know what? There's really a bucket or a basket of options that you have. So I really recommend, first off, we discussed flexibility. So there's a few times I've wanted to go to Greece, and I've put it off because I was able to go to Vienna and stay with friends of the family there for nothing, whereas had I gone to Greece, I wouldn't have known anybody. Mm-hmm. Then I postponed Greece a second time because I had a place to stay for next to nothing in Monaco, which traditionally is a lot more expensive than going to Greece. Now, if I wasn't flexible and was dead set on going there, is I would look to alternative accommodations, to hotels. I share a story sometimes how I pulled off a free trip signing up to credit cards that offer reward programs. For example, WestJet has a great credit card that I recommend to couples, where once a year, when you purchase a WestJet flight with your credit card, you can bring a... You can bring a guest for $99. And then what you do is if you get your companion, husband or wife, to get the card, boyfriend, girlfriend, then on the next trip, they fly, and then you get to go with them for $99. So by leveraging these sorts of things together, you can get a very inexpensive flight and inexpensive accommodations, and then go to those expensive places for the local cost of living.
Russell Hannon is our guest. He's an ultra-economical travel expert. He's also the author of an upcoming book called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. You talked about taking advantage, for instance, of that credit card offer, the airlines. What is the absolutely zaniest thing you've ever done to save money while traveling?
Well, you know, I wouldn't do it today, John, but since you had asked, a few years ago I was planning a bachelor party for a friend and actually decided to go to Las Vegas the day before all the other guys. So I didn't want to pay for a hotel on my own that one night. So I got there late, maybe around 9 p.m., and every hotel has a concierge where you can check your bag, and they'll usually put in the stowage for free. Then I went out that evening with people I had met on the flight down there and had an early morning breakfast, and at 6 a.m., I was the only person in line at a spa, which ironically has a nap room. So for $40, I got a nice big plush robe and some flip-flops and just plugged into the nap room, slept there for 7 hours, and went into the hot tub and met up with my friends afterward, and we started our weekend.
There you go. That's wonderful. Finding travel these days, and certainly travel has changed. The internet has dramatically had an impact on the travel industry. But if you're doing it all on your own, if you're out there online, if you're searching through websites and trying to find deals, that can be a lot of work. What is the key to in fact saving some time and ultimately saving some money?
Well, you know what, John? It doesn't have to be a lot of work. To quickly and easily find the best and least expensive options out there, there's a few travel newsletters that I rely on that every week impress me with all kinds of great deals. For example, every Wednesday, including today, actually, I got an email from Sherman's Travel. Every Wednesday, they send their top 25 travel deals newsletter, and that goes out to 3 million subscribers. And just today, I got that. And, for example, there's a $650 7-night Mediterranean cruise that comes with a $50 credit, and that's about 70% off the going rate. So another one that I recommend is Independent Traveler, and there's also Budget Travel. So this way you're getting fed with all kinds of great deals, and you just kind of browse through them. It just takes a few seconds every week, and I'm certain if you do that, you'll be very impressed with all the deals that you get.
In addition to the cost, the basic costs of traveling, there are all sorts of other ancillary costs that one very often incurs when you're traveling. Everything from, obviously, now airlines are charging extra for checked bags. Many hotels will have an internet charge when you book. There are roaming fees on your telephone. What's the key to avoiding many of those additional charges that very often come as a surprise?
Well, you know, a motto that I really live by, and I really tried to get to the point, it took me a few years to get to this level, is if a local doesn't pay it, there truly is a way for you to get around it as a traveler. And, yeah, I fully agree. It's getting harder and harder to see how much a trip is really going to cost up front, because quite often the posted rate doesn't show everything, and you've got all these discretionary costs that come with your telephone, with checked bag fees. So just one example of how I get around fees. With checked bags, not many people know that you can get a luggage jacket from jackettogo.com. And actually, it's a bag that you use for your suitcase. And when you get to the airport, it unfolds into an actual jacket. And the website is hilarious. There's a video, and you can watch someone actually packing it and walking through the airport. So a luggage jacket. There's also a version for women as well. And that's one way that you can get around luggage fees. Now, it's always a game of cat and mouse. Airlines may one day come up with something else that disallows that, and then we'll think of another way to get around those. But But you know what? Really, that's the key thing. Is when you look at anything that costs money, there is always a way to get around it. Last example, perhaps, for roaming fees. Not many Canadians know that RoamMobility.com, for $20, you can get your own permanent U.S. phone number, and they send you a SIM card. And anytime you go to the U.S. for less than $15 a week, you can get unlimited text, talk, data anywhere in the U.S. And I've been using that for years, haven't paid roaming fees in years.
That's wonderful. What is that website again?
RoamMobility.com. It's actually a Vancouver-based company, and they also service anyone from anywhere in the world visiting the U.S. with ReadySIM, ReadySIM.com. So Roam Mobility actually has two products for visitors to the U.S. to get around high roaming fees.
Airfare. It's always a challenge to try and get the absolute best airfare on any trip, regardless of where you're going, because it really is a yo-yo. One day you can check and it's sitting at X dollars. The next day you check and it's either gone up or gone down. What advice do you have with respect to getting the absolute best bang for your dollar when it comes to airfare?
Well, loyalty programs aside, and some of the credit card bonuses that we had mentioned, for example, there's the WestJet credit card that also has a credit of $350 when you sign up. But there is no one website that will give you the best price 100% of the time, but there are a few websites that give you better prices more often on average than other ones. And I live by these. The first one is hipmunk.com, which is really chipmunk without the C.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's skyscanner.com and kayak.com. Now, I've compared those to Air Canada and WestJet for years, and I don't go to those websites anymore. And what you do is you just cherry-pick the best price that you get from those three sites. Something else, for example, if I am visiting the United States, it is a bit more expensive to go there now with the changing currency. But I always fly on American airlines, meaning Delta, United, U.S. Airways. They are significantly less expensive than flying to the same destinations on Air Canada and WestJet.
Finally, my wife and I are planning a cruise in September to the Mediterranean. What advice would you have for us?
Well, certainly, I would recommend that you take a look at that Sherman's Travel Mediterranean deal. I can even send that to yourself, or if you want to put it on your website, you can certainly do that. I would look at some of the alternative types of accommodations in terms of whether it's... Well, travel hospitality may be for younger people who are looking to do that. A big trend is really the sharing economy, which is an extension of what you've seen for Airbnb and couchsurfing, where that's getting into personalized services as well. So people will invite you into their home, and you can have a home-cooked dinner with them for significantly less than it would cost in restaurants, and it really gives you a chance to really immerse yourself when you're traveling. So I would recommend, in terms of being able to get lower-priced excursions and really be able to experience the culture, is to look at services that are offered on websites like BookALocal.com. Now, local is spelt with a K, but you can expect that website in the next little bit is going to really become a mainstream website the way Airbnb has in the last few years.
Good advice. Thank you so much. Continued success and safe travels.
Thank you for having me.
All the best. Have a wonderful evening. Russell Hannon is the founder of Break the Travel Barrier. He is also the author of a upcoming book titled Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling. And that website that you can check out is breakthetravelbarrier.com. KW Magazine on FM 98.5 CKWR.